This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Three-two, swing and a miss. He struck him out. 100 miles an hour. 11 strikeouts for Skeens. 6 innings of no-hit baseball in his first career start on the road. What a man!
Wow,
Paul Skeens. You gotta love it, Pittsburgh.
Oh, we love it, Pittsburgh. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. It's baseball today. And Paul Skeens on the mound in Miami, 4-10 first pitch. Pirates open the season, and former Pirate pitcher Matt Capps, who's part of the broadcast team, joins us this morning. Matt, you've got to feel, as a major leaguer, give us some idea of what it's like on opening day.
Come on, Larry. It should be a national holiday. We got to get fired up.
It's the greatest
day of the year. I tweeted it out a little while ago, happy opening day. If my kids were home from school today, I would gladly write them a note, and teachers, schools can deal with it. It's our national pastime. We got to get fired up about it. We got to be excited. There's a lot to be excited all across baseball. Paul Skeens, let's talk about him. I mean, he's a Pittsburgh Pirate. He's one of ours. And, national storyline, as he, I think, should be, assuming he's hoping he stays healthy for the next 15 years. We got a front row seat. I'm fired up. I'm here in Miami, walking around, getting my steps in, and enjoying my coffee and dreaming about what it's going to be like here in a few hours.
Well, I got to spend a little time with you and get to know you a little better in Bradenton, and I know that you're really passionate about what you do, and it shows in your work. And that said, I can hear that childlike enthusiasm on opening day and share that, so many great memories. So everybody wants to know, Matt, when I came back from Bradenton, all right, we know we have a solid pitching staff led by Paul Skeens, but what about getting guys to hit, and what new acquisitions the Pirates have made with some players? What's the lineup going to be like today?
Well, I mean, Tommy Pham's in there. He's the free agent sign we went and got, having that veteran presence in the outfield. I think that's good. Looking forward to him. I believe he's leading off today. We've got Brian Reynolds in there, who, you know, the staple of the Pirates lineup the last couple of years, and hopefully for many years to come. Kutch is just a pro, the ultimate pro. He's going to give you a professional at bat. Aging. He's still younger than I am, but hopefully feels good. And, I see Key Bryan's back in there. He's at the bottom side. And, you know, I am so hopeful that Key can refine kind of who he was when he first burst onto the scene at the big league level, that right center field swing, and he's got some pull power with mistakes, but not trying to go out and catch the ball out front as much as he is letting it get deep. And you know, from what I know, a big part of Key Bryan and his success is going to be the health, if he's healthy. Indy Rodriguez at first base today, I believe. So we'll get our first look there and see what he looks like at first base. I know he was taking some ground balls last week or a couple of days in spring training. And, you know, the kid's athletic, and to be able to have another switch hitter in the lineup, that's a nice luxury for the Pirates staff to have. But that's the question mark. You know, you got to go out, you got to play. Let's see what happens. You know, we're going to need everybody to pull their end of the rope when their number's called. And that's just kind of the situation we're in. I was looking forward to Adam Frazier. I know he's had some success in his career against Alcantara. Not in the lineup today, I don't believe. But, yeah, I like bringing Fraze back. Some versatility on the infield. Can play a couple of different positions out there and swing him from the left-handed bat and back home where he's comfortable in Pittsburgh. So hopefully he can have a resurgence of a year.
Matt, I just found your X account, so I'm following now one of the more than 6,000 people who follow you on X. And wanted to ask you, which players coming out of spring training look like they're improving and on an arc upward? Who can we get excited about this year?
Well, again, staying on Key Bryan, I just mentioned a little while ago, I saw him take some really nice swings. And most importantly, look healthy. I tend to pay a lot more attention to the pitching side, and there's some young guys that I'm excited about that aren't here right now that look forward to seeing at some point this year or in the near future. Bubba Chandler, I think everybody knows about Bubba. I really enjoyed watching Eddie Yeun pitch. Maybe a little lesser-known guy, but Greg Brown and I have just doted over him behind closed doors and what we've seen him do or saw him do in spring training. He was part of the Josh Bell trade, I believe, from a number of years ago. And, you know, tip of the cap, if he comes up and does what it looks like he's going to be capable of doing, that'll be a huge, huge asset for the Pirates for years to come. On the offensive side, again, I think we're just going to have to piece it together. We're going to need guys to that clutch gene, that clutch hitting when opportunities arise, and there's going to be opportunities. We can't let them pass. We have to capitalize on all of them, or at least more times than we don't. And I think that's something that when the Pirates have been good the last couple of years, we've seen them do really well, the small ball type stuff, beating out the back end of a double play, going first to third on a routine base hit, taking that extra 90 feet, just being aggressive on the base paths we need to see on the offensive side. And smart baseball, hitting behind the runner, leadoff double. We need that next guy to really be diligent about making sure they get him over to third base with less than two outs and give us an opportunity to score one run in that inning. And if you look across Major League Baseball in the history of our sport, if you can manufacture one run an inning, you're going to win a whole lot of ball games. If you're averaging 9 runs a game, you're going to win a whole lot of ball games. But I don't think this lineup is constructed to stand toe-to-toe with a lot of teams and just bash the baseball. We're going to have to find ways to manufacture runs, get guys into scoring position, and take advantage of opportunities when we get them.
We're with Matt Capps, former Pirates pitcher and broadcaster. And I think, Matt, I had a chance to interview the Pirates' new hitting coach, who was actually drafted by the Bucs in 2008, Matt Hagen. I joked to him, Paul, you'll appreciate this. I said, you know what, Matt? You doing your job is one of the most important keys to getting this offense going. And he looked at me and said, thanks a lot. So getting these guys to hit better will make a marked improvement, right, Matt?
No, it absolutely will. And it exactly what I was saying. I mean, it's opportunities. Cut down on the strikeouts, put the ball in play, give yourself a chance to find a hole or find some outfield grass and get to first base successfully. And then just play in the game from there. A couple of years ago, we saw a very aggressive team on the base paths with trying to steal bags and take advantage of the defense. We're going to have to do all those things right on the offensive side to be successful. You do that, we get a, you know, another year out of Brian Reynolds, like what we've come to expect out of him, just steady and the production he has. We have O'Neal Cruz turn the corner. I did like that in spring training. I mentioned, you know, I pay a lot more attention to the pitchers than I do the hitters, but it did jump out at me with O'Neal, his pitch selection. You know, a couple of years ago, you got strike one on him. You didn't have to throw another pitch in the strike zone, and he was out. And I saw him lay off some good, especially off-speed pitches and breaking balls from lefties going away from him that jumped out, and I made note of. Hopefully he's seeing the ball better, relaxing, getting a little more comfortable and confident in who he is and what he's capable of. And then when the game comes to him, he can impact it in a way that other people just can't. And that power, the speed, everything about him is incredible. But when he tries to do too much and gets outside of his game, I think he gets in trouble. So hopefully he's kind of maturing into who he is and becoming more comfortable in the outfield. And hopefully we see that translate to both sides of his game.
Well, Matt, enjoy this day. Appreciate your time this morning. And what time do you head over to the ballpark?
Well, I'm going to go over probably about 11:30, I'm guessing. I'm hearing there's a rumor running around on the streets here in Miami that the gentleman that was kidnapped in Ace Ventura is throwing out the first pitch. So I'm really anxious.
Yeah, well, if you see Mr. Dan Marino, tell him we said hello.
I certainly will. So I hear he's throwing. Can you confirm that? Do you know?
There are sources close to the top. You're on the right track.
All right, awesome.
All right,
I love
Matt.
It.
Thanks, Matt.
All right, guys.
Matt Capps with the Pirates broadcast team.
Good stuff.
Yeah, there's a rumor Marino, who loved baseball, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Was 25-0 as a pitcher at Central Catholic. This might be throwing out the first pitch. We'll see. Either that or every Thursday, we check in with the food editor with Pittsburgh Magazine. Christy Graber is with us. Christy, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you doing?
I'm good. Are you a person that's ever gone to a opener for baseball?
No, but I've been to a few media previews when, like, there's no one in the stadium, and that's pretty cool, too.
Well, you have to come back when there are people there.
Yeah, well, yeah. Nah.
And you're the food editor, so you know what's beautiful about baseball? It's laid back. You just take your time.
I do love baseball.
You get something to eat.
Andy Van Slyke.
Andy Van Slyke, old school. All right, let's talk about what you're talking about for Pittsburgh Magazine. This is a really important subject. Pittsburgh's Tree of Life aims to eradicate hate with a traveling exhibition.
So this exhibition opens today on the University of Pittsburgh campus, my alma mater, and it tells the story of the October 27th, 2018 synagogue shooting in Squirrel Hill. There are more than 10,000 items on display that were sent to Pittsburgh from people across the globe as gestures of comfort and solidarity and love. And so there's lots of good in the world, and you can see that with your own eyes. It'll be at Pitt through Friday, April 25th. And from there, it travels to Cleveland, New York City, and then Miami.
And really important to take a look at that. And I understand it. Acrisure Stadium yesterday, they had a gathering of high school students as part of the Eradicate Hate. There's a big event coming up 6 months from now. That said, being a foodie that you are, a foodie-friendly lounge called Hey Babe.
Hey Babe. I love this, though, because it's a very cute married couple that are running this. They've been industry veterans for a very long time, and this is going to be great. Everybody was sad when the Whitfield Restaurant and Ace Hotel closed during the pandemic. But these guys, they're bringing more fun to this historic building that was built in 1909. The upscale lounge will offer craft cocktails, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic options, and a menu of small plates, retro decor, and chill vibes. It'll open sometime next year, I believe. Yes. Sometime next year. So keep your eyes open. I'll be following it because I can't wait.
Is there the Ace Hotel itself never reopened, right?
It is the Maverick. So it is still functioning as a hotel. The Hey Bay people, they leased the ground floor of the bar and the restaurant area, which will open in about 6 to 8 months after the cocktail bar opens.
All right.
Lots of stuff going on.
Enter to win. You got a VIP set of tickets to the National Comedy Center. And a lot of people don't know where that is, but it's not that far away.
Yeah, it's Jamestown, New York, comedy's hometown. And the comedy issue, like, it's almost April Fool's Day and our comedy issue is out. You can join Pittsburgh Magazine on a VIP day trip to the National Comedy Center and Lucille Ball Desi Arnaz Museum, which is worth it right there. And you could take this tour with Pittsburgh managing editor Sean Collier. So check it out. There's lots of stuff that you could win. I love Lucy, so, you know, I think I might go.
Yeah, and you and a guest get a private, catered, after-hours VIP museum experience in a luxury motor coach, as you mentioned, not that far, 2.5 hours from the Berg.
Yeah, lots of laughs.
All right. Well, read all about it, Pittsburgh Magazine, food editor Christy Graber. Christy, we'll talk to you next Thursday.
All right. Take care, Larry.
They always have a lot of great stuff. If you haven't gone to Pittsburgh Magazine, check it out online. And 10 to 2, Marty Griffin will check in with him in a few minutes, see what he's working on today. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And tonight, a very special event, the 13th Annual Gala, a night of celebration and inspiration with Lending Hearts. And the woman behind it is Vaso Poloris, who I actually met on Mount Washington a few semesters ago, right? We were looking out over the city.
Yes. And I remember it. Was still laughing like it was yesterday.
Yeah, because the actress Jane Seymour has her Open Hearts and Lending Hearts, and they actually honored you a couple of years ago. You actually got to go out there to California, didn't you?
I did. It was 2 years ago now, and it was a great honor. It was a real great honor and a joy to celebrate with her and her foundation and the great works they do.
And let's talk about how you founded your organization, Lending Hearts.
Yes, we started, now we're going on 14 years ago in 2011, but it was all started back, the concept due to the process in 2004, when my youngest sister was diagnosed with stage 4 Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it was through her journey that the inspiration came about, and seeing back then a great need for the free emotional, social, and physical support to children and young adults in our region, providing that care outside of the hospital setting.
And in this case, tonight, you always have some really special people with you. I know the Gray family is with you tonight with their son, Bryson, but also, how about Neil Shipley? This graduate of Central Catholic, Mount Lebanon native, Ohio State grad who stormed the golf world last year by being the low amateur at the Masters and the Open. He's a special young man.
He really is. He's funny. Have you seen the next Netflix episode with him? I was laughing hysterically. He's got a great sense of humor. There's a really good person. And he's perfect for us in honoring, just like all of our other past honorees. These are really special people who lend their hearts to others. And we treasure their involvement with Lending Hearts and the things they do with us. So we need to celebrate him tonight and the Gray family and all of our supporters who have gotten us to where we are today.
And tell us about Bryson Gray.
He's such a great little boy. His family is outstanding, and they've used their journey to give back to others too, and what they can do. And ironically enough, every year they put on a mini golf tournament to raise money for stocking the pantry in the oncology department at Children's Hospital. So it's a full circle of fun, of giving back, golf. It's a great night to celebrate all together.
Yeah, and I appreciate the work you do to support all those living with cancer. And especially the kids. So, Vaso, I know you're busy. You're heading down to the Fairmont. Go to lendinghearts.org if you want to learn more about what Vaso Pelorus and her team do. All right, all the best. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
All right. I attended a couple times, Paul. You know what gets you is the kids dealing with cancer. It's, you know, you can't imagine.
I mean, it's the most unfair slap in the face about life, right?
It's a great way to put it. It's just unfair. So anything you can do to help. And Vassar is one of those people in this community that, you know, took a burden on herself and did this all for everybody else. And I always appreciate that. And this Neil Shipley, he is terrific.
What a character.
Oh, my God. And what she's talking about, there's a series about professional golfers that's a streaming, you know, one of those. And
I hadn't heard about it until just now.
Marty talked about it. You know, Marty doesn't even golf, but he really loved what they do with this. And Neil Shipley, because of what he did last year before he turned pro, was fantastic. So we wish him all the best.
Well, I got to go check that out.
All right, baseball today, 4:10. And we're going to talk to Joe Block every Friday at 9:35. We'll kind of follow along. And KDK Radio, we are the world's first station to carry baseball. Pirates flagship, we share that now with the Fan, our brother station. And looking forward to seeing what this season brings.
Well, we'll get off to a pretty good start, I would assume, today with Paul Skene starting against the Marlins. Like to see him put together another performance like he did on opening day last year. What did he do? Like strike out? No hit through six innings or something, right? Yeah.
He was amazing. Yeah, his first road start, he struck out 11.
Amazing.
I mean, and that was to the point where he made professional baseball players look silly. He really did.
And now he's adding pitches to his repertoire.
He is. So from that standpoint, we'll look forward to see what it brings us. Coming up, we're going to check in with Marty Griffin and see what he has planned today on the Big K Morning Show.